From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project. We are news, information. We are bi-coastal, kind of. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It is Friday, January 18th, 2008, and I am live from Utah.
Not quite the coast, but close.
Close. The studios of KCPW in Salt Lake City, Utah. We are out here covering the Sundance Film Festival.
And anything surprising catching your eye as you walk down the streets of Park City?
You know, it's kind of interesting that I expected to see a lot more corporate logos. Mm. I think they're really trying to keep that stuff very, very sequestered. Although there was my friend sent me an email today. Hey, did you go to the 50 Cent Vitamin Water party? Because nothing says indie like 50 Cent Vitamin Water. But on the other side, there really is a dedication, you can tell, to trying to sort of rekindle, but to maintain the independent spirit. So the most mainstream things I've seen is Jerry Pinacoli from Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, there you go.
So. But it's been pretty neat. It's really hard to decide what to do with your day because we have our jobs to do, news gathering, but then you open up the film festival program and you say, oh my gosh, here's this documentary about steroids.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, here's this film about you too. Oh my gosh, here's this short film about anything on the sun under President Pervez Musharraf. So
can't you just make Jacob Gantz, our director, and Win Rosenfeld, producer, go do the work and you watch movies? Maybe not.
I don't know. I haven't been able to channel my inner diva like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun to run around and see what's going on.
Okay, well, we're going to hear more from Allison about what's going on in Sundance. Also coming up on the show, the Republican primary in South Carolina, Democratic caucuses in Nevada. We'll get caught up on all the presidential race drama with Politico.com's Jim Vandehye.
And I did have an opportunity to talk with the film festival's program director, Jeff Gilmore. I want to play a little bit of an interview where he was very, very candid. I asked him about the celebritization of the festival in the past few years. Take a listen.
It's a free country, as they say. You know, I can't tell people they can't come to town. But on the other hand, I don't promote it. It's a reflection of the fact that I think we don't sit here trying to program films that are vehicles for major actors because that's our purpose in life. No, we program films that we think work.
Also, we here at the BPP are all about being more than you think you can be, stretching beyond your comfort zone. So in that spirit, I'm going to talk sports, believe it or not. I learned
wowie
something.
Zowie.
I know. I hope you will too. It was fun. We'll also go to Corva Coleman for today's headlines in just a minute. But first, here is the BPP's big story.
It's all about money, honey. The Dow Jones is at its lowest point in nearly a year, and manufacturing and new home construction way down. But you might be about to get $800.
President Bush will propose an economic stimulus package this morning amid fears the country may be headed for a recession. The president and congressional leaders spoke yesterday and agreed that a rescue plan is needed. It's needed fast. But what they haven't agreed on is what kind of rescue.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi appears optimistic. She spoke yesterday after talking to President Bush.
We had a very productive call with the president. Right at the start, the president said that there was a need for us to proceed with the stimulus package. He understands the concerns of the American people, and that gives me hope that we can, working together, come up with something very soon.
House Minority Leader John Boehner said yesterday, the time is of the essence.
It's hard to get anything moving within a year. And most of us believe that if we're going to have a stimulative effect at helping to revive what's becoming a sluggish economy, it needs to happen quickly.
The debate over exactly what to do breaks down like this. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says something needs to be done fast. Democrats and some Republicans favor a direct cash infusion to the public, mostly in the form of tax rebates. And then you have some Republicans who favor tax cuts.
There have been calls from some corners to make President Bush's tax cuts, which expire in 2010, permanent. But indications are that the president will focus today on short-term solutions and will avoid specifics.
And that's where the $800 comes in.
Yeah, tell me more about that.
President Bush is expected to call for tax rebates of up to $800 per person and $1,600 per household. He wants the rebate to apply to all Americans, while Democrats want to cap it at those making $115,000 a year or less. Now, that's according to Forbes magazine.
A spokesman indicates that Bush could announce a more detailed stimulus package at his State of the Union speech on January 28th. House Speaker Pelosi says she'll have a proposal as early as next week.
And that is the BPP's big story. Now here's Corva Coleman with even more news.